Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Monica with Family First Care.
Thanks, Monica. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Brady?
That's me.
Hi, Brady. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Brady, I just texted you a couple of links that you need to complete and requirements so that you can sign up with our agency to be the aide for Larry. Did you receive my text message?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Do you have a couple of minutes so we can go over all the requirements? Do you think if you have questions on them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. So I sent you a total of 4 links. The first link is going to be for your application. Okay. The second link is going to be for your competency test. Now, this is going to be basically a test. You're going to have to read through a lot of material and answer 80 questions based on the material that you read, okay? Now, we ask that you just try to get through the test, complete it, and submit it. Don't worry about what score you get, okay? The most important thing is that it's completed and submitted.
Okay. Quick question. Will there be training if I ask curiosity?
Training as your responsibilities with the client?
Well, it depends I guess it would depend on what the client's needs are, but if there was something I didn't know how to do, would I be shown it, or would I just have to learn on the fly? That's my question.
Not that I'm aware of, unless there's a family member that's willing to train you to do, like, the responsibilities. I don't really handle the case directly, so I'm not sure what the needs of the clients are. I'm mostly just in charge of onboarding the aides. Do you want me to have the coordinator of the case call you to give you more information about your responsibilities with the client, and then maybe you can ask some questions, like if there's going to be someone there to train you if you don't know how to do something?
Yes, that would be nice. Also, second thing, I can go to places with Uber, but I can't drive right now for various circumstances. So if this requires me to go to the store for the client, then I probably couldn't do that. So if that's a deal breaker, then let me know.
All right. I'm going to have the coordinator call you because they're supposed to go over all of these things with you before you even accept the job offer and before we start onboarding you. So let me have the coordinator call you to explain out all the responsibilities and see if this is an issue, like if driving will be something that you will need to do. And if it is, then we won't onboard you for this case, okay?
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. Sounds good, Brady. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye.